This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, organizing in the year of the plague. The year-in, year-begin meeting is a tradition and vital piece of planning, reflection, and celebration with our Acorn family of organizations. This one was different and more subdued given the pandemic. Some people were around the table in one of our organizing centers while a projector pointed to the wall and displayed even more people on Zoom or connecting from Bristol, Grenoble, and Delhi to offer reports from our far-flung world. The meeting may have been different in almost every way imaginable, but when we weighed organizing in the year of the plague with the actual performance, despite the obstacles, a lot of the work was amazing. Looking at just the plain and simple numbers of full-year dues-paying members in some of our countries gives a good picture. Canada hit almost 800 full new members for a solid year. France was pushing 600 for its best year ever. And England and Wales blew the ceiling off. Their membership more than doubled, besting 5,000 full dues payers by the end of the year and £30,000 per month in dues income. It wasn't just the members either. The number of branch chapters also more than doubled across England, particularly with another more than 15 groups still in development by the end of the year. Remember, this was in a year when our primary recruiting tool, home visits, was taken away from us in one lockdown after another in almost every country that we worked in. Even at the year end, many of our organizers were still not able to work from our offices. The core organizing work stayed solid while the organization was also front and center in responding to the pandemic itself for our members. Local 100 reported on tens of thousands of pieces of PPE delivered to our work sites. India was providing food packets and meals at the height of the crisis in the spring to more than 7,000 people per day. In the United Kingdom, almost 1,000 volunteers came forward with Acorn to pick up groceries and prescriptions for other members and neighbors. Local 100 also won pandemic pay increases for healthcare and sanitation workers. Sure, our expansion plans were postponed, but still Ireland came on board, and we moved forward with KOCHFM in Nairobi and applied for a station in Uganda and launched the work in Atlanta for the Acorn Tenants Union. Campaigns showed real progress as well, including fighting voter suppression in the United States, winning eviction stops and rent control provisions in Canada and the UK, retrofits in France and housing, progress on Internet for All, lead poisoning, and more. It was a hell of a year to be organizing during a global plague, but this was the year we found new meaning to the expression, where there's a will, there's a way. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.